Welcome to the Retail Transformation Show with me, Oliver Banks. This is your weekly podcast, delivering you the insight, ideas, and inspiration to successfully change and transform in our ever-evolving world of retail. Enjoy listening. A transformation's ultimate success is reliant on the progress and execution, because without progress, the transformation goes nowhere. Without execution, nothing changes. And when nothing changes, the status quo lives on and the transformation withers. Hi there and welcome to the Retail Transformation Show. My name is Oliver Banks. I'm your host. And today in episode 284, we're continuing and concluding our special celebration week for the launch of my book, Driving Retail Transformation: How to Navigate Disruption and Change. And it's a best-selling book that's out right now. So do head on over to your favorite bookstore and make sure you pick up a copy. Or if you already have got your copy, then why not send me a message, share a selfie on social media? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I'd be super appreciative if you were to write a review, especially on Amazon. But there are many platforms, obviously, that accept book reviews. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I really hope that you are enjoying reading the book so far. So in this special launch week, we've been looking at the core framework that sits at the heart of the book, the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel, which is made up of four quadrants and smaller segments underneath it. And over the last few episodes, we've been exploring the problem, the solution, mindset and leadership, and today we're exploring progress and execution. As I said in the intro there, the whole transformation is reliant on this crucial aspect. And actually, all of the aspects are crucial, let's be honest. But this is the stage where we're really making great progress on our transformation. And it's easily a stage that can cause arguably the most costly transformation failure. And I say that because if you get to the point of execution, you have invested huge amounts of money, time, effort, stress. And if it fails at that point of launch, all of that investment is wasted. If you decide early on in the process, then that relative investment is far less. So that's why it's always better to fail fast, because you can find out if an idea is going to fail, then you can stop it and move on to the next idea. So I've got a couple of little readings which I wanted to share from the book, and then I'll talk through some of the different elements that fit into this quadrant looking at progress and execution. Here goes. The challenges presented by a lack of execution are perhaps the most frustrating for transformation leaders. They give a thought of what could have been. Initiatives can get bogged down, and a lack of progress makes it more likely that the transformation will lose momentum and dissipate to nothing. So this quadrant of the steering wheel breaks down into five core elements: accelerating meaningful progress, avoiding the inevitable roadblocks, overcoming the uncertainty and unknowns, making bold decisions, and finally, executing and realizing the transformation. And inside the book, you are going to find five chapters looking at each of those different elements that sit within this quadrant. And what I'd like to do now is give you another short reading from chapter 12, which is all about accelerating meaningful progress. Here goes. Pushing water uphill. This is how one retail leader described their experience of transformation. Wading through treacle is another I've heard, and even images of herding cats. Analogies aside, the point is that progress is hard. Once you have identified a destination and a clear route to get there, each mile takes huge effort and needs to overcome numerous barriers and obstacles. Technical and cultural challenges will arise and demand the best of you and your team. At times, when you're leading or working on a transformation initiative, it can feel like everything is against you. Each task is tough, however simple and small. there seems to be something to slow you down or set you back. And as you slow down a little, it feels harder, with more challenges impacting you. In turn, you slow down more. To get through, put the pedal to the metal, build momentum and achieve meaningful progress, which all starts with action. So that was a little reading there, looking at the importance of building momentum to be able to push through all of the inevitable challenges that you'll face as you are trying to progress that transformation. And it's crucial to be building momentum, whether you are knee-deep into the weeds of the transformation and working on the very solution, or whether you are stepping back and perhaps you're a C-suite leader and you're overseeing many different transformation initiatives. How do you build that momentum? Because when you build momentum, suddenly everything starts to go your way. The initiative is energized. People want to play a part in this success. And you'll achieve things that you would have thought would be unachievable. That is the fantastic nature of many retail organizations, in my view. But it doesn't come automatically. You have to put in a whole series of different actions and intentional moves to be able to slowly build this momentum. Because that's one of the challenges with momentum. Just like in the physical world, to get something moving, particularly if it's big and heavy, it takes a lot of effort. But once it's moving, then it has this huge stored energy. Just the same in a transformation. To get a transformation moving, particularly if it's big and complex, it takes a lot of effort. But once it gets going, then you can ride that through the journey. Also in this quadrant, looking at progress and execution, you're going to learn about how to overcome the challenges and how to harness the opportunities to really make the most of the transformation. We're talking about using retail thinking to help when it gets to the deployment stage. You'll learn about how and when to take diversions when you've got a roadblock in front of you. You'll learn about how you can embrace uncertainty in our highly volatile world, and so much more. So I do hope that this has piqued your interest in driving retail transformation. It's been an incredible week. I've loved every moment of it, and I've appreciated all of your support through it. I've loved Ian Shepherd's glowing recommendation in his fantastic Substack newsletter. I loved Mick's simple review of Buy It Now. Great advice, Mick. Thank you. Or Julie's review that describes this as a treasure trove of great ideas. I've loved the fantastic social media posts from Wednesday's launch party in London. And it was fantastic to celebrate with so many people that have supported the book directly or that I've worked with over the many years. I've also really appreciated all of the very kind messages and emails that you've sent, especially if we've not met before and you've sent a very kind message. Perhaps you have been an early reader of the book and you've opened it up and something has immediately resonated with you. Thank you for that. I've loved the selfie photos. I've loved the pictures of the book arriving. I have loved every single moment of celebrating this launch event, and you have been a key part in that. So I just want to say a huge thank you. I've said it before and I can only say it again. I genuinely appreciate you more than you probably realize. So help me build momentum behind this book launch. Help share more on social media, particularly if there are parts that are resonating with you. Write a review, especially on Amazon. I'd be hugely grateful for that. Tell your friends, your colleagues, your peers, and make a recommendation. But most importantly, make sure that you choose to get into the driver's seat. Make sure that you are ready to be driving retail transformation. Thank you so much for listening to this special episode and all the other special episodes this week. We are going to be returning now to our usual weekly schedule, but we will continue to dive into a whole number of different topics about driving retail transformation. There's so much in here that we've just not even touched on, whether we're talking about rescuing transformations that have gone a little awry, whether we're talking about all of the bonus content that's waiting for you as well. There's so much we could go into, but really, the best place is inside the covers of the book. Thanks for listening, and I'll join you in another episode of the Retail Transformation Show very, very soon. Bye for now.